Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun Beis, and today we're going to talk about a fascinating topic relating to the concept of a goral, and maybe even relate to the goral hagra in a couple of minutes. Where does this come up? It comes up right here on Beis Mabeis. The Gemara talks about the structure of the Mikdash, as we mentioned. The Kohen Gadol now, Baruch Hashem, is making his way into the Kodesh Kadashim. And the Mishnah describes how there were two curtains, as we know in Bayesheni, as we discussed last time. The Kohen Gadol goes through the southern side, makes a right, goes into the Kodesh Kadashim through the northern side, because it's pulled from the south in the outer one, and pulled from the north in the upper ones. The Gemara discusses so which Beis Hamikdash are we talking about? If we're talking about Mikdash Rishon, there was no parochas. We have a parochas, as we mentioned last time, except from that Rambam Shita. It must be a Mikdash Sheni, there was no Aron. What do you mean he goes back to where the Aron is? He goes into the Kodashim with Aron is. There was no Kurin in Bayis Rishon, there was no Aron in Bayis Sheni, as we learned earlier at the end of the first parak. Vatanya, Misha Nignaz Aron, Nignaza Imo, when the Aron was put away and hidden, what was hidden with it? Tzinsetes Aman, the bottle of Man, Vitzlochas Shemen Amishcha, the bottle of the special anointing oil, Umaklo Shel Aron, the staff of Aron, Vishkedeho Uprachecha, Viargas Ashigru Plishtim Doron, Lokay Yisrael, and also the box that the Plishtim sent along with they returned the Aram to Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara says it was all hidden. So the Gemara says parenthetically, Umi Genazo, who hid the Aron? Yoshio Genazo. Yoshio Amelech hid the Aron. Mara, why? Shegenazo, why did he hide the Aron? Ra Shekasuv, he saw the Pasuk in Dvarim. Yolech Hashem Oschav Es Malkach Hashetakam Alecha. Hashem will make you go out and go into exile with the king that will come up against you. Amad Vagansu, he saw that Pasuk, and he realized he didn't want the Aron to go into Galus, so he stood up and he was going to Zivir. As it says, that he said to the Levim, Havininim, call Yisrael, Tzuas Aron HaKadosh, Bavayza Shabana Shlomo Ben David, put the Aron away, and you won't carry it anymore. So this is the allusion to the story, but if you look elsewhere, if you look in Divrei HaYamim, if you look in Malachim, this story is a little more expansive. Chilkiyo HaMelech, they found the Sefer Torah. They found the Sefer Torah, and they brought it to Yoshiyahu, and he took it as a simim min hashamayim to what the Torah was open to. Right? If you look in Divrei HaYamim, Beis, Perek, Lamed, Dalet, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vanashim Osim Bamuna, they were fixing up the Beis HaMikdash. Va'aleya Mufkadim, Yachad, Va'avadiyahu, Alavim, V'chulu, Va'hatzabalim, U'manatzchim, L'cholas, Yimalacha, Obotiyah Makesef, Matzah Chilkiyo HaKohen, a Sefer Torah Hashem B'Yad Moshe. Chilkiyo HaKohen found Sefer Torah Hashem B'Yad Moshe. Which Sefer? That wasn't any old Sefer Torah. That was the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu put there, and Ezra HaSofer, Vayan Chilkiyo V'yomer al Shafan HaSofer, Sefer HaTorah, Matzai Sefer Beis Hashem. I found the Sefer Torah. Vayitin Chilkiyo es HaSefer al Shafan. They gave it to Shafan. Vayavi Shafan es HaSefer el HaMelech. Vayashiv Odes HaMelech Davar Leimar. And they brought it to the king. Kol Asher Nitan B'yad HaVadecha Imosim. Vayatichu es HaKesav Nisim Beis Hashem. And they brought it. Vayaget Shafan Asofer Lamelech, they are safer Nasan Lilchio Kohen. Vayikro Shafan Lifnei Melech. And Shafan started reading the Torah in front of the king. Vayikishmo HaMelech Es Divrei HaTorah, Vayikro Es Begadav. He hears the Torah being read to him after they found this old Sefer Torah, and he tears his clothing. Obviously, there was something that bothered him, that hurt him. He decrees begadav. Vayitzav HaMelech Es Chilkiyo V'Esachikam Ben Shafan V'Esavdon Ben Micha V'Shafan HaSofer. He tells everyone there, L'chu Dirshu Es Hashem Ba'adi U'bar HaNishar B'Yisrael B'Yehud Al Divrei HaSefer Asher Nimsa. Go seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go do tshuva. Ki G'dola Chamas Hashem Asher Nitcha Banu. Hashem's upset at us. Al Asher Lo Shomer Avoseinu Esvar Hashem La'asos G'chol HaKasav Al HaSefer HaZeh. So what they find? So that's this pasuk. That's the Gemara. The Gemara adds in that it was open up to this pasuk that we're going to go into exile. That was what it was open till. If you look in the Sefer HaYikarim, Rabbi Yosef Albo talks about this as well. If you look in Maimar Gimel Parachav Beis, Maimar Parachav Beis, he talks about, again, we know the Sefer HaYikarim is about Ikari HaEmuna, says the Sefer HaYikarim, HaTorah Shehi B'Yadenu HaYom Lefi Meshach HaKabbalah Me'ovos Labanim, the Torah that we have today, that goes from father to son throughout the generations, He Shenitna L'Moshe B'Sinai B'Li Shinui Klau. The Torah we believe, it's one of the Animamins, this Torah we believe is the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu received. The words that we have in any Chumash, right, are the words that Moshe received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu thousands of years ago, and we still have it. I think it's like 33, something like that, how many years ago it is, in 2448. There was no way that there could be a shinui, because it was given down from Moshe Rabbeinu and it's carried by Yoshua. And of course, there couldn't have been a change. And even though they were over the Avodah Zara during the first Beis HaMikdash, maybe they somehow changed the Mesorah of the Torah. Gam Kain, Yunim Sonimam Neviim, Kolosan Ayamim, Ada Churban. Up until the Churban, there was still Neviim. Yeshayo, Yirmiyo, Umazhirin et Yisrael Ashmir Torah. And they all warned Bnei Yisrael about keeping the Torah. Umasha Matsinu Biyoshio, Shecharat Charada Gadol, I'll say for Torah, Shematzachil Kiyakon Beis Hashem, that which we find that Yoshio was very scared when they found the Torah, both in Divrei HaYamim, the Pesukim that we just read, and also in Melachim Beis, Lo Shelohaya Nimsa Biyadam Sefer Torah. Doesn't this sound like, oh, they didn't have a Sefer Torah, maybe it was out of the Mesorah, maybe it was hidden. And therefore, maybe there was a change over time. Maybe some letters got chipped away. No, not that there wasn't any Sefer Torah and they forgot it. O Pascheging Savadas. Shara Yirmiyo Anavi Hayakayam. Yirmiyo was a Navi. So he would have seen the Sefer Torah, and if there would have been any changes, then he would have noticed it. Ela Lafisha Amonu Manasha Hayu of the Avodah Zarah Umachis and Es Hashem. But it's just that there were some terrible kings like Amon and Manasha, Atsha Amar Abu Seinu, like that, until, right, the Gemara says in Kuf Gimel, the Manasha used to cut out the Shemos of Hashem from the Sefer Torah and put in Shemos of Avodah Zarah instead. Rachman al-Atslan, Lafisha Chashash Echem in Akoanim, Shem Yavo Liad HaMelech Sefer Torah Shekasa Moshe. They felt that even besides the future, in the Golas, they felt that right now, if one of these kings got the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, they would destroy it, and that would affect the Mesorah. Ubav Rezeg Genozo Ben Ashur Sabinyan. That's where they hid it in the building. This was not the original hiding of Yoshio. So at that point, they hid it somewhere in the foundations of the building. V'acharkach b'yemei Yoshiyahu, at the time when Yoshiyahu HaMelech, one of the last great tzaddikim of the Malcha Yehuda, when he became king, asher shavel Hashem b'chol lavav v'chol nafsho v'chol ma'odo, he did tshuva. They looked for the Sefer Torah. Chibsu, they knew it was hidden. V'lo matza'uhu. They couldn't find it until they started making the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. They were mechazik the walls. Chilkio found it between the Shuras HaBinyan. V'yabein of Kemosi Shal Rav, like they found the huge treasure. They found the Sefer Torah. That's why it says, Sefer HaTorah HaYadua Shasa Moshe. V'lo Amar Sefer Torah Matzasi. Sefer HaTorah Matzasi. And they opened it, and like we just read, the Yerushalmi and Sota says, and our Gemara says, they opened it to this pasuk in Dvarim Perek Chavches. Yolach Hashem Oscha, Hashem's going to take you to Galus, and that's why Chilkiyahu was so scared. But what do you see from this story? Chilkiyahu saw something in the Torah. Yoshio was shown by Chilkiyahu. He saw something in the Torah, and he acted based upon it. He took it as a siman min hashamayim. He's like, oh, Hashem's trying to tell me something, and therefore I'm going to hide the Torah. So based on this, the Marikash, who's the Marikash? Rabbi Yaakov Kastero, a student of the Radvaz. The Radvaz was the Posek Ador, 1500s, a contemporary of Yosef Cairo. So the Marikash is quoted here in the Birkei Yosef, in Simen Kufay and Tesson Yaradea, says, the Lekulei Alma, Mutter Liftoach Batorah, Liros HaPasek Ha'ole, Kihu Chayenu. If you ever have a serious decision to do in life, I want to do this by, should I go to the store this morning or not? Should I buy cucumbers or tomatoes? I don't think that's this issue. But if you have a major decision to make in life, open up a Torah, says the Marikash. And look at the first pasuk that you see. Kamosha Matzina B'Yoshio. Yoshio looked in the Torah. He saw this pasuk. Ah! He took it as a simon. Sha'asa Maisa al Shematzah Sefer Torah Galul Ba'oso Pasuk V'chein Amba Dabar. This is what people do. Radvaz and the Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef quotes from the Marikash. This is what people do. This must have been common in those days. The Shus Yaakov in the 1700s. Yaakov Raishu refers to it in the Tshuva also in Chelek Gimel, Simen Chaf Chav Dalet. The concept of a Goral is common in Tanakh, right? That we know that, right? We've been talking about the Sir Lashem and Sir Lazazel a lot over the past couple of weeks. That's how is that determined? By a Goral. The Kohen sticks his hand in and he pulls out a one of the pieces, right? Taraf Pakalfi, he sticks his hand in into the Eshkaroa and he pulls it out. But that's not the only Goral in the Torah. We know how Chalukas Haaretz done. Right? Chalukas Haaretz was done. The Pasuk says, by Midbar, Perachavav, Pasuk Nunhei, the Torah tells us, Al piha Goral techalek nachalaso, bein Rav Lama, use a Goral. A Goral, again, is not my decision. I'm basically letting Hashem decide. That's what a Goral is. Seir Lashem, Seir Lazazel, we let Hashem decide. And if Hashem does us a Siman Tov, we're going to have the right side. That's going to be Hashem. And the Chalukas Haaretz was done by a Goral. Right? We had earlier, right, at the beginning of the second Perek, right? Perek Barishona, Daf Chav Beis, how they decide how to do things in the Beis HaMikdash every day. Barishona, Kol Mi Sherotza Lishrom HaSem Ezbeach Torem, Uvizman Shein Rubin V'chulu, and things got a little dicey and dangerous. So what they do? Hiskinish Lo Yitarman Ezem Ezbeach Ela B'Payas. They had a lottery. They had a, right, something that was out of the control. I'll pick a number. And I'll count and I'll see. So we have these ideas, right? How they decide who took from the spoils in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, right? Achan took from the spoils. Nobody wanted to admit it, so they used a Goral. So this Yonah, right? How they find out who was the one who was causing the storm? So the concept of Goral is common in Tanakh. So before we get to the type of Goral that this is about, the looking in the Torah, the question is, why isn't this an issue of Tamim Tia Em Hashem Alokecha, a Goral or using simanim from the outside instead of just going based on logic? We know there are a number of mitzvos, a number of losases quoted. I'll give it to you just from the Sefer Achinuch in Parsha Shoftim, Tav Kuf Yud through Tav Kuf Tezvav, the Isser of Lo Liksom, Lo Lachashef, Lo Lachover Chaver, Lo Lishol Ba'ovi Yidoni, Lo Lishol. These are all kind of using other strategies and using sometimes the dark side in order to get answers to questions that I have instead of just trying to figure it out myself. Right? The Isser of Kisum. What is the Shlo Liksom? Trying to figure out the future. Right? Trying to figure out the future. Sheni Kisimu Husha Hameniya Kocho Machshavaso Lachsho Bemin Mimine Tuna Tenua. Right? So using certain simanim. Shalo Yagidu Mashi Ischadesh Hayom. Ain't koch b'em la'olam lo afilu shadim. I don't know if simanim, horoscopes, and right, all these future items, basing my actions based on arbitrary events, and that happens. Says the Sefer Achinuch, says Issa d'Araisa, because the Ramban counts as Sefer Mitzvah. Say also tamim tiyeh im Hashem alokecha, right? Or tav kuf yud aleph kishuf shlo nishtadel b'chol ma'isa kishuf klal. What is it? You try to do something to affect the future. Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's foolish or you're just not supposed to use it, but it works. Rambam, the Rambam seems to say it's foolish, just don't do it. The Ramban says it does work, but it's the dark side, so you're not allowed to use it. But that chover chover, using charms and incantations, lishol ba'ovi yedoni, trying to bring the dead up from the other world, right? Yidoni, using body parts, all the Dorach Alamesim, all these are types of Averos. Again, each one we discussed years ago in the Mitzvah Shir. So check the archives. One wants to know more about each of these. But all of these are using other sources in order to find out the future, right? In the days of the Tanakh, there was the Urim Tumim. So Hashem said, ask the Urim Tumim questions. Fine. But these aren't the Urim Tumim, right? So how is this? How are all of these, let's say, in the Yoshua ben Nun, right? Maybe he used the Arma Tum too. How about in the Beis HaMikdash every day, using the Goral? You know, how is that allowed? So if you look in the Sefer Tamim Tihiyah, it's quoted, there's a Sefer Goral Hagra, which I have right here, right? The Goral Hagra. So if you look there, it goes from the Sefer Tamim Tihiyah. There are really three types of Goralos. Three types of Goralos. One Goral is, and we have this sometimes in Mishnayos, what happens if partners get together, they have no idea like how to split something up, so they're like, okay, we'll do a Goral. We'll do a Goral to see who's gonna get this. Or the Magen Avraham, I think, in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, talks about you have six different people who want to be the Chazan. How do you decide? They all have yard site today. How do you decide? Right? In the days of old, they also had said this by a Kaddish, because and the only post Rabbi Kiva Eger, that time period, where I think it was the Black Plague, whatever the plague was, the bubonic, one of the plagues, where there were so many Yesomim, so they allowed many people saying Kaddish and Shul at once, a couple hundred years ago. Before that, one person said the Kaddish. How do you choose who says the Kaddish? So Magen Avraham says, okay, Avagoro. Figure it out, right? Make the Gabbai's life much easier. It's up to the Goral. And so that type of Goral is 100% mutter. Right? That type of Goral. Everybody's maskim. Whatever happens, happens. We're going to do a Goral. Whoever gets the right number is going to win. Whoever's going to get the right number is going to get this Chalukah. So splitting up between partners, that's no problem. Two, a Goral to be Mechayiv somebody something. Right, we're going to have a goral, and whoever loses is going to be b'chayiv money. Or whoever loses, that's going to prove that he's the ganef. Right, that's not halachically binding. Unless you have the ur metumim, you know, that type of goral, oh, you see from here, you know, now you're chayiv, because you, right, that's not allowed. Right, all of the other words were by, all the ones in Tanakh were by Tzibi Hashem with special hashgacha. And then you have the third category of a goral to know what to do in the future. That's the iser of tamim tiyem Hashem alokecha, right? That's what's inappropriate. Rav Sternbach has a tshuva relating to palm reading. Are you allowed to go to a palm reader, right? In tshuvas hamanagos chelik aleph simin tuf nun dalid nishalti imuter lishol kan nashim shemistaklos bekafayad vaomros al hahove vehaasid. Are you allowed to go? So first of all, do you believe in it? So he quotes, there are certain Kabbalistic sources that say that if somebody has certain powers to read the palm, to read the faces, to read this, so there are certain powers there, but, you know, is that, you know, chover chover and all of these? So he goes through a whole tshuva, and he says, he doesn't think it's usur, but he thinks it's inappropriate. Inappropriate. L'chein nira, da'avshe in isur l'shov alakar eitzel ha'mistaka b'kafayad, because there are yisodos in the Zohar HaKadosh, v'ata techzeh shebeguf ha'adam b'kapos etzpa'osav, v'komakom olav leida she'etzel am Yisrael. He says, is it appropriate? And it's going to be meaningless. Why? Ein mazal l'Yisrael. Because they only see, like, remember the kochav, the mazalos, this tagnidim in Mitzrayim. They saw things in the stars. But it was meaningless, and one might say that a mazal Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, aren't under the stars anymore, right? And therefore, right, remember the mechashvim in the days of Yosef, they saw, but Yosef was the one that really saw and interpreted. So he said, it's not going to mean anything. Olav leida she'islam Yisrael akol tali b'tfilu v'maisim tovim. V'gam nachbios elu yediosein lo bruus lo mavinos b'kavi alagamri u'mevalbalos b'dvarim shim emes v'sheker yachad. Right? They don't know themselves, and even if they did know, Am Yisrael is not included. But that could be an issue. So, 1 second. So when we get to this concept of Yoshio HaMelech, he looked inside, he saw the Torah, he's like, I may, I'll have to hide the Torah. Why isn't that an issue of acting based on the future? And wouldn't that be a problem of one of these averis that are listed, of Kosim and Machashiv? Again, I'm not getting into the details of these, but some of them talk about basing my actions based on the future. Basically, a black cat walks across my path, right? Or something happens, so I'm gonna affect my actions. Again, if it's based on logic, then it's not a problem, right? If it's pouring outside, I'm not gonna go on the teal today. That's not, you know, an isser. That's logic. Right, Eliezer said, the first girl that comes and gives me water and gives my camels water, I'm gonna get her to marry Yitzchak. So that's logic, right? The Gemara in Yechulun talks about that, and the Rishonim there. That's not pure, basing it on the future. But it seems that anyway, this type of goral that we're talking about here and what's known as the goral agra is not a problem. Why? Because you're using Torah and the psukim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Ayin Tes in Yeridea, Shelo Lachashef Laonein Ulanachesh. Right? These are the Isurim, Onein, right? Certain times are good to go, certain times are not good to go. So all these are Usr. Ein Shalom Bechozim Bechochavim, you can't go ask an astronomer, Velo Begaralos, Bishum Shenamar, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alokecha. Vekoshkin Shasul Lishol Bechosmim Menachshim Mechashvim. Vechulu. Sif Dalid, says the Ramah, Mutter Lomar Latinok Psokli Psukacha. Here's the heter. We find a few times in Shas, Tanoim or Amorom will go over to a child coming out of yeshiva and say, Nu, tell me the pasuk you learned today. Psokli Psukacha. And they'll take that as a simin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to them. Says the Shach right here. Why are you allowed to do that? Mashbadas harav, the Ramah, kaposkim dafilu lasos maisav, alismachalav la'asad ala pasuk mutter, techashiv ksas nivua. because that's considered a little bit of prophecy. There is no prophecy anymore today. But psokli psukecha, if I go and I ask a child, the child tells me this great pasuk, amazing. Psokli psukecha, and this is a number of times in Chazal we find this. Maybe one of the more famous ones is by Acher, Elisha ben Avuya. Remember the story, Acher is going off, and, you know, Rameir is trying to save him. So they asked 13 different boys coming out of yeshiva, tell me the pasuk. And each pasuk is like, Rishon, we're going to die. You're going to have to pay for it. Every pasuk they say is, punishment. So Acher says, look, Rabbi Meir, forget it. It's done. Right? So the psokli psukecha. Right? Or there's a medrash. There's a medrash in Esther Rabbah. Medrash in Esther Rabbah, where after the gzera of Haman and Achashverosh, Mordechai goes and asks three children, tell me your psukim. Kimi shigia Mordechai to tenok l'shal lechem. Psokli psukecha. Amar lei, al tira mivachat pitom and mishas ram ki tavo. Don't be scared. Pasach hasheni v'yamar. Utsu eso visufar. Davru davru v'lo yakum. Ki imanu kel. Pasach hashlishi v'yamar. Ani atizi v'lo esav. Ani espo v'yamale. Mordechai hears this. He starts laughing. And Haman runs over and is like, what's going on? Mordechai's like, don't worry. I'm okay. We're going to be fine. So psokli psukecha. So this is the basis for this idea that Yeshua Melech, it's not arbitrary. He looks in the Torah. He saw in the Torah that there was a message. That's our sugya, and that's what the Birkei Yosef quotes this from the Ma'arikash. And then he, now getting back to the Birkei Yosef, he expands and says, if you want the Torah to give you eitzes, you could have eitzes. Umashma dulitil osim in a Torah, efshar de bechlau, have hal of toch, betora liros, pasakam is domain. And he quotes that this is what people used to do. Kibalti mirabosek, sheirosim lasso says a dover, favim supakim im lasso im lav, should I take this business trip? Should I move here? Should I do that? Hayu notlim chumish, o arba'a ve esrim. What does that mean? Tanakh, 24 books. They called it an arba'a ve esrim. Pass me that 24. Right above Esrim, v'yu poschem oso v'roim berosh adaf ma pasuk hayamotzei. What's on top of the column? Ukefi mashem mara oso pasuk hayu osim v'nimsa shahayu misyatzim im haTorah kedas malasos b'chol inyonehem. Right, that's quoted in the Birkei Yosef right here in Kuf Ayin Tes. Right, this is the basis for the concept of Goral Agra, which is the basis. The Goral Agra could be a separate topic, all the examples, but many Gedolim throughout the generations have done Goral Agra, which one should not do, right? Pshutei Am like us should not be using them. The Yechidei Skula who know how it works, right? It's been used in various contexts to get answers in very serious issues, right? He quotes here like 100 Achronim that use Goral Agra, right? All the different stories. But again, it comes up, they quote a cut, just two of the more famous ones are Baron Cutler. They say when he was trying to figure out whether to go to Israel or to America, right, he did with Rav Isser Zalman, his father-in-law. So they did a Goral Agra. You have to like turn it this way and that way for seven different times, right? Then once he opened it up and it went to the page of, you know, Aaron, go meet Moshe out in the field, right? But in Parsha Shmos. So he took that as a simid that Rav Moshe Feinstein was the Goral Agra in America. Aaron, go meet Moshe, right? That was pretty clear that one. But Rachman Alislan or Arya Levine used Goral Agra to identify the Lamed Hay. Identify the bodies of the Lamed Hey that Rahman al-Islam were mutilated by the Arabs. They didn't know who was, so they used Goral Agra to identify the ones that didn't have any identifying marks. They used Goral Agra, and each one, you know, worked out to get the name of one of the Rahman al-Islam, the ones that were left. But either way, this is the concept, and why it's different than others. We're not encouraging it to be used, but why it's different than all the other Isurim, and why Yoshua Melech kind of used it. When they saw the Torah, he took it as a simin for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Okay, we will stop here.